This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely, positively, FedEx. Sponsorship for this show comes from SoFi Invest. Alternative investments are now available on SoFi. Unlock the potential to build and protect your wealth with alts, including real estate, venture capital, pre-IPO unicorns, and more at SoFi.com/tboy.
Alternative investment funds have unique risks, including the risk of loss, may charge high fees, can be illiquid, and aren't suitable for all investors. Investors should carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and important information contained in a fund's prospectus prior to investing. SoFi Securities LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Today's show is sponsored by Acura.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura.
And now it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet.
Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own.
Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Thursday, the new Friday, March 23rd, and today's pod is the best one yet. It's a T-Bar.
Stocks fell yesterday.
Stocks fell Wednesday because Wednesday is not the new Friday.
And the reason stocks were falling yesterday is our second story.
Yeah, but to kick things off, Jack, what's our first story for today's pod?
Amazon will now let you buy a Panera sandwich with your palm.
But Amazon isn't playing like John Stockton. It's playing like Carl Malone.
For our second story, the Federal Reserve made its most important decision of the year yesterday.
Because the Fed is stuck between a rock and a volcano.
And our third and final story is White Claw. They're making the biggest move in alcohol since White Claw Summer.
What is it, Jack?
Vodka.
Because the definition of vodka has changed.
You know, in Germany, they call it vodka. I don't know why.
It's like the Germans are speaking a different language on us, Jack.
But Yetis, before we hit that fantastic mix,
a wonderful mix of stories for the real New Friday.
In February of 1995, the Houston Rockets basketball team were defending an NBA championship.
Now, the Houston Rockets had their best player on the court, and that best player was Hakeem the Dream Olajuwon.
Hakeem Olajuwon, the 7-foot-tall Nigerian center, played so well that he won Player of the Month in February 1995.
Now, that's amazing. But here is why that's actually incredible.
Hakeem Olajuwon wasn't eating any food or drinking any water for any day that entire month.
Because Hakeem the Dream Olajuwon was celebrating Ramadan.
Ramadan, one of the 5 pillars of Islam. It's the holiest Muslim holiday, and it began last night.
And honestly, the main way you celebrate Ramadan, what is it, Jack?
You fast.
It's the fast.
Between sunrise and sunset, no food and no drink.
I mean, Jack, don't even think about that afternoon snack attack, man.
Those pretzels are making you thirsty?
Well, it doesn't matter. You can't even slurp a sip of water during Ramadan.
You can't even drink water during the day.
Oh, and by the way, we should sprinkle on a little more context here. It's not just for one day either.
The fast lasts the whole month.
Yeah, for today until April 21st, Muslims are refraining from eating and drinking all day, all those days.
They call it a fast, but I'll tell you, sounds pretty slow.
Jack, it feels like a sprint, but really, it's a marathon.
Now, Ramadan is such a personal commitment, such a sacrifice, and such a challenge
that it expresses a deep level of care and faith.
Oh, and then you are so grateful for the feast with your family at dusk when you can finally devour some food.
More anything, more everything.
Now, Nick and I, to sprinkle on some context, we can barely get through a single podcast recording without a can or two of Spindrift.
Does anyone a maple macro cashew bar I could borrow?
So to all of our hungry Muslim Yetis,
to all of our besties avoiding breakfast,
Ramadan Mubarak.
You have an easy fast. We'll hit our three stories.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that
that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, Jack and I have come up with two competing observations about Amazon right now. Two observations that are in total conflict with each other.
One has to do with ChatGPT, and the other has to do with Panera Bread.
Well, Jack, when you say it like that, we just got to begin with Panera Bread.
Panera Bread, famous for the half soup, half sandwich, half salad combo. It's like Man Bear Pig of lunch.
That's exactly what it is. Panera Bread. There's like a whole Panera posse out there. Like, yell out, raise your hand if you're in the Panera posse, Yetis.
There are 52 million Americans and Canadians that are loyalty members at Panera.
Wow. That is like number two behind Starbucks. Panera, punching above its weight over there. A lot of carbs.
It's called My Panera. Full disclosure, I have the app because every one of my electric charging stations is positioned next to a Panera, I've noticed.
All right, so you go to charge your car, you join Club Panera. Next thing you know, Jack's stuffing his face with a sesame seed bagel, boop, 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 with a few taps of his phone.
Just a few taps of your phone and you can snag your sesame bagel. Thanks to their app.
Well, Jack, what's the news from our buddies over at Panera Bread?
They're hooking us up with an even faster fix.
Okay, they are now the first national restaurant chain to incorporate Amazon One.
Amazon One. It lets you grab your food from Panera with no phone taps, no credit card swiping.
Yeah, here's what the technology does. It lets you put your hand on the screen and then your regular order, boom, is on the way.
Yep. Because the screen reads your palm, like it reads a thumbprint, kind of.
Reads your palm.
And it connects to your Amazon payment account and knows the order that you have preset in there.
Now, if you're Amazon, that is fantastic news, isn't it, Jack?
A chain of 2,000 restaurants is paying Amazon to techify their kitchens.
So we were excited for Amazon, and then we also noticed some bad news for Amazon.
Amazon is MIA in a particular way.
Because besties, the number one tech story on planet Earth this year, it's ChatGPT and artificial intelligence.
We saw it this week with Microsoft unveiling their Copilot, their artificial intelligence coworker.
And we saw it also this week with Google unveiling their new Bard chatbot.
And yet, Amazon is nowhere in the AI conversation.
And yet Amazon is the big tech company, the only one we can see that is MIA in AI.
Amazon used to lead in AI, we should point out, because Alexa is AI. Alexa is artificial intelligence.
Hey Alexa, are you artificial intelligence? Just ask her. She'll tell you she is.
ChatGPT is text-based AI. Alexa is voice-based AI.
But Alexa isn't getting any buzz these days while the world goes nuts over ChatGPT.
In fact, this year, Amazon has announced over 28,000 layoffs, including in the Alexa division.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Amazon?
Amazon's strength is being John Stockton, doing assists, not points.
Yetis, today, Amazon's business can be broken down into John Stockton and Karl Malone, the legendary Utah Jazz basketball teammates.
The John Stockton divisions are all about assists. They're about helping other companies.
Yeah, like Amazon Web Services, Amazon Advertising. Like John Stockton, they assist other people.
On the other hand, Amazon has Karl Malone divisions, which try to score points by selling to us directly.
Like Amazon's Whole Foods or Amazon's Go convenience stores. Like Malone, they're trying to sink baskets directly.
Now, Amazon's John Stockton divisions are still growing fast, but the Karl Malone divisions are down.
Besties, Amazon's best strength has always been assisting other companies, just like it did with Panera Bread.
Like John Stockton, Amazon succeeds most by focusing on assists, not points.
For our second story, the Federal Reserve just held its most important policy meeting of the entire year. This was the main number one top story on all of Wall Street yesterday.
But our nation's central bank is caught right now between two monsters.
Two monsters. But Jack, before we talk about monsters, can we talk about Taylor Swift's Eras concert tour?
I heard that her new concert is a monster.
Yeah, this thing is 3 hours long. Unreal. I mean, I would take three bathroom breaks if I was performing.
I heard it's fantastic, though.
It's wonderful. It's fantastic.
The number of outfit changes she makes, I heard it's like 24.
Well, there was a lot of anticipation for the Taylor Swift concert, and there was similar anticipation for our nation's central bank meeting yesterday.
The last eight Federal Reserve meetings have all resulted in the same thing, an increase of interest rates to fight inflation.
But this one was different. Yesterday was a lot bit more intense.
There was a huge debate this time about what the Fed was going to do.
Because we're in the middle of a banking crisis right now.
Well, the Fed decided to raise rates for a ninth straight time.
The Federal Reserve's big decision was to raise our core interest rate by 0.25 point to 5%, its highest level since 2007.
The Fed decided to keep fighting the inflation monster by making loans and credit spending more expensive.
But Yetis, this is why Jack and I were tailgating that meeting like we were Taylor Swifties out there.
The Fed is in such a tough spot right now.
Yeah, because the Fed is fighting not one monster, the Fed is now fighting two monsters at the same time.
Like a Mortal Kombat character, the Fed is fighting monsters from both sides of the screen.
So the Fed's job is to manage both inflation and manage our nation's banks.
But fighting them both at the same time may be impossible.
Yeah, because get this, the weapon that the Fed is using to fight one of those monsters, inflation, is making the other monster, the bank crisis, even stronger.
Raising interest rates can and does slow inflation.
However, raising interest rates can also worsen a bank crisis.
Yet these high interest rates were the spark that ignited Silicon Valley Bank's blow up last week.
And honestly, high interest rates are generally tough on banks because they need to lend and borrow more than ever right now.
So the Fed is fighting two monsters, but its main weapon can only fight one of them.
It's fighting two monsters, but its main weapon is making the other monster more of a monster. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over in the economy?
Our central bank is more worried about piggy banks than actual banks.
Okay, so Yetis, yesterday the Fed had to choose. Do I fight this monster?
Inflation.
Or do I fight that monster?
The bank crisis.
And what we saw was that the Fed's big interest rate hike yesterday shows exactly what the Fed is thinking.
That fighting inflation is more important right now than shoring up the banking crisis.
Or as Jack and I like to think of it, our central bank is more worried about your piggy bank than actual banks.
And now a word from our sponsor, Robinhood.
Would you like more? More hand cream? More french fries? Jack, would you like more weekends?
Would you like 18 times more of all those things?
Well, if you sign up for Robinhood Gold for $5 a month, your uninvested cash grows by 4.15% per year.
That's 18 times more than the average bank savings account rate, according to Bankrate as of January 25th, 2023. Terms apply.
With 4.15% APY, your uninvested cash literally grows. Like, you can still use your cash anytime for anything.
Then spend that extra cash on 18 times more french fries.
To get started, go to Robinhood.com/TBOY and get your first stock for free.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY.
Certain limitations apply. Rate is subject to change. All investments involve risk.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Robinhood is not a bank.
For our third and final story, White Claw pioneered the spiked seltzer movement, but now they're pivoting to vodka.
There is a cocktail recipe you should know for launching any new product.
Jack, let's just kick things off with the hero stat, the heroic, hilarious statistic we noticed in the Wall Street Journal.
Before they launched White Claw, the team behind White Claw polled beer drinkers and determined that 25% of beer drinkers don't even like the taste of the beer they're drinking.
And one out of four beer drinkers isn't even enjoying this stuff.
That's the statistic that got 70-year-old Anthony von Mandel to invent hard seltzer.
Yeah, this guy, Anthony, he's the sultan of spiked seltzer.
And his company is White Claw, a private family-owned company with $3 billion of sales last year.
And here's the news. After disrupting the beer industry with hard seltzer, White Claw is now adding vodka to its menu.
White Claw Triple Wave Premium Vodka.
We're talking watermelon flavor, black cherry flavor. It's 40% alcohol, top shelf twist. It's real vodka.
It's also kind of a desperate move because spiked seltzer is the slowest growing spirit category and canned cocktails is the fastest growing category.
Yeah, Jack, I'm checking the calendar and I have not seen White Claw Summer in a few years now.
So they're not just selling bottles of vodka. They're also going to create six packs of pre-mixed vodka sodas, for example.
Now, Yetis, here's what Jack and I found fascinating about this story. The reason White Claw is even doing this is because of a change in alcohol regulation.
The old Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Administration.
Yes, it is.
It's the most wily of all the federal agencies, Nick.
Yeah, it really, really, really is. And that wily agency changed the legal definition of vodka 3 years ago.
3 years ago, vodka was forbidden from having distinctive character, aroma, taste, or color. Seriously.
But Jack, what is the new definition of vodka that the committee came up with?
It's okay to have those things.
Yeah, they're like down with mango. You want to toss some pineapple in there? Go crazy.
So a change in regulation from the ATF lets White Claw jump in with its competitive advantage, tropical flavors.
And still call that product vodka, which they couldn't have done 3 years ago.
White Claw also says that they have a new filtration process to make vodka smoother so it doesn't burn your throat.
I don't know, Jack. I'm still more excited about tomato bisque hard seltzer.
Now, Yetis, the hard seltzer market that White Claw pioneered, it became a victim of its own success.
Exactly. It became too cluttered, too confusing a category because everyone jumped in so quickly.
But the vodka industry hasn't innovated since the potato.
The vodka market is ripe to get White Claw. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at White Claw?
There is a cocktail recipe for a successful product launch. One part novelty, one part familiarity.
Yetis, the iPhone is the most successful tech product of this century because it's both novel and familiar.
The iPhone is a phone.
Familiar.
But with a computer touchscreen on it.
Novel.
On the other hand, Facebook's metaverse, that's not much of a success at all so far.
Like, yeah, the metaverse is novel, but it's not that familiar at all. And that is why it hasn't really gained traction.
Spiked seltzer was the fastest growing alcohol for years because it was both novel and familiar.
So White Claw's applying the same exact formula to flavored vodka.
It's a simple cocktail recipe for product success.
You gotta have one part novel and one part familiar. Adam, can we do a little shaky noise here? Yeah, like that. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us for the new Friday?
Amazon is in the news for helping Panera Bread, but Alexa is not in the news.
Amazon's best divisions love John Stockton. They love assists.
For our second story, the Fed raised interest rates yesterday again to attack inflation.
But the Fed, it's more worried about our piggy bank than shoring up actual banks.
And our third and final story is White Claw. They see your spiked seltzer, they raise you a vodka.
And they're doing it with a very simple product recipe. One part novel, one part familiar. Now time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by legendary Yeti Savannah Westwood from lovely Orlando, Florida.
Each year, more people are killed by vending machines then are killed by sharks.
Like, if you're waiting for an Aquafina to drop right now, you may want to run.
Because over the last 10 years, an average of 3,000 injuries per year happened with the involvement of a vending machine.
Now, Yetis, to sprinkle on some context here, Jack and I have told you, you're more likely to get bitten by a New Yorker than by a shark.
But watch out for those vending machines. They're more dangerous than them all.
That Dasani, it'll get you. Jack, what's the takeaway on vending machines for our buddies, all the Yetis?
If you paid for a Kit Kat and it's not fallen, just let the Kit Kat dangle. It's not worth it.
Just let that Kit Kat dangle. Yetis, you look fantastic today. Jack, you're looking amazing too. But Jack, what's the best way to grow the pod?
Ask your buddies, HYHTBOY.
When you see someone today, turn to them and say, hey, HYHTBOY.
Have you had the best one yet?
If you know, you know.
Nick and I, we'll see you tomorrow.
Now let that Kit Kat dangle. And before we go, congratulations to Yeti's David and Mac Ailey, who just celebrated their 4-year wedding anniversary in Sherwood, Oregon.
And they've been listening to this pod together since the honeymoon.
And Chris and Michelle Painish, congratulations on your third baby and first baby girl in Clearfield, Utah.
Happy 2-year anniversary to Mark Schild and Sarah in Scottsdale, Arizona.
And Sharon the Great is finishing a run right now somewhere.
And happy birthday to Adeola Kendall, a legendary Yeti.
And a happy birthday to Dorsey Campbell, who's celebrating over in Baltimore, Maryland.
Happy birthday to Laura Lee Paulino in Kennebunk, Maine.
And Eric Ye is turning a fresh 40 years old down in lovely Los Angeles.
Happy 12th birthday to Lauren Sarmiento, who's on the way to school right now in Westlake, Ohio.
And Kyle Bladergrown, happy birthday in Savannah, Georgia.
And Nick, this is a huge week for Carter and Ray Patella. Two puppies with the same birthday week in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And to anyone else celebrating something today, make it a T-boy.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. I own stock of Amazon, and Nick and I both own stock of Robinhood, and no Kit Kats were harmed in the filming of this podcast. And now a word from our sponsor, Robinhood.
1934, great year for our nerves.
That's the year the FDIC got into the deposit insurance business.
Since 1934, no depositor has lost a single penny of insured funds due to bank failure, according to the FDIC.
That's why Robinhood has partnered with FDIC insured banks to ease your nerves.
Robinhood's cash sweep program protects your cash up to $1.5 million at FDIC insured program banks.
The same cash that could generate 4.15% APY with Robinhood Gold is also insured by Uncle Sam.
Terms apply. To get started, go to Robinhood.com/TBOY and get your first stock for free.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY.
Certain limitations apply. All investments involve risk.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Robinhood is not a bank.
Yeah. That's actually perfect. I kind of wish I hadn't popped my seltzer yet. Yeah.
Well, you do the best can opening. Onomatopoeia. If you like the best one yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.